Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy's gone off to hobnob with Jay Crawford. Just kidding. Enjoy that.
No, you're not. Take it.
I am not. I'm not. Let us get to our headlines this hour, ladies and gents, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Atlanta Hawks, this was dropped yesterday by Sham Sharania. And that the Atlanta Hawks are basically trying to find a trade for Trae Young. The Trae Young era is coming to an end in Atlanta. Their record with him is a lot better than when he plays. And it seems after no even entertaining of extension talks that Ice Trae is going to be moving on. There's a lot of Wizards fodder that's out there right now. That apparently, but they would have to take, I think they're saying the Hawks would have to trade a pick with Trae Young. And then I think it was like around CJ McCollum's contract or something like that. Which, I mean, Trae Young, because the Kings apparently reportedly don't want him. There was some Kings fodder that was out there around him. But this is the thing that I found interesting. I don't want, let me be clear about this.
You sound very conflicted.
I'm not conflicted because
you don't want Trae Young.
In a vacuum, I don't want Trae Young. In a vacuum, I don't want Trae Young. You know, even though Trae 05 would be a cool, we could make shirts. We could make so many.
Let's be honest, you've thought about this before.
Michael McCullough. Yeah, I have entertained it before. Yeah. That was before we got Norman Powell.
Okay.
I have entertained it before.
So you want Leroy, your partner, who hates garden gnomes.
Yes. He's going to crush him.
So you want Trae Young to be part of Miami Heat?
Well, this is what I found was interesting, Vlad. I really don't on its face. But the Miami Heat are about to head towards their own situation that's feeling very Trae Young-ish with the Tyler Hero thing.
Oh.
Tyler Hero is going to be up for – Tyler Hero has not played. He might play tonight. Who knows? But this non-defensive scoring guard, there's very few of them who are like – having that value around the league, like probably Jalen Brunson and Luka are like the only two, and because they're all world scorers.
And Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan, I'll put him in there too. But he's not even the worst on his own team.
No, but you know, just scoring non-defensive players.
At least Donovan Mitchell's got wingspan. I mean,
right. If you're gonna give up 25, at least score 29.
Right. So this whole thing with the Heat and Tyler Hero is going to reach at some point a decision, right? Mm-hmm. Because Not only are they not going to give him an extension, well, now Tyler Hero hasn't played and he's owed $30 million next year. I don't even know what you get for him. I don't know what anybody, I don't think anybody's going to give you stuff for Tyler Hero right now. Right now, it feels like Tyler Hero would just be filler in a star trade, which, by the way, the Heat have another thing that's a little bit weird because tomorrow they got to decide whether or not they're going to keep Terry Rozier's contract on the books or waive it. And if they waive it, they can go sign another player on the minimum because it saves them like $2 million.
Are they still waiting for a decision from the league?
What do you think, Vlad? Yes. You think Adam Silver's made a decision? Big, decisive Adam Silver? Has he made a decision? No, of course not. I want to get down that road with Adam Silver. Yeah. That fence sitter. But I was intrigued by the idea that the Hawks would have to add a pick to Trae Young. And now I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Would I salary absorb a year and a half of Trae Young to get an asset? Big, fat asset? Trae Young? Would I take on a pick? Because I'm probably not getting a pick trading Tyler Hero. Probably not. But if I can get a pick, take on Trae Young, I already got, all it takes is Tyler Hero and Simone Fontecchio. I mean, now you would be facing Tyler Hero a lot. There's a chance Tyler Hero blows up, he revenge threes you all the time. I don't know. Would that scare you? Now I'm leaning no. I'm leaning no. I just want everybody clear. I'm leaning no. But when I saw, would it, if I could get a pick for taking in Trae Young, you know, he's still got something in the tank, right? Not a complete bum.
All right.
So he's got to have something. Throws lobs to Kalel.
I think you're the only curious one.
You're really trying to convince yourself into liking this trade.
Well, I got to take, I need a little sweetener. If they're giving me Trae Young with a little sweetener. A little sweetener if they're giving me an asset with Trae Young. Would I take that on?
But, all right, say they
not
give
him
you
straight up. I'm not taking him straight
draft
up.
Draft pick. A draft pick and Trae Young.
Yes.
But are you expecting this draft pick to be in the
I'm not expecting like the Pelicans pick that they're gonna get. Like that because they're gonna have the Pelicans. But if I got their other draft pick this year. And then all of a sudden maybe Giannis comes a calling.
You see, So this all of this is to try to get Giannis.
Well, it's not all of you. I just want to.
I'm just saying, if
bump
we
it
went
up a little bit.
We went through this journey just to, for this trade.
A whole journey,
by the way, just to end up getting it. End up it being about Giannis.
I'm not saying it's about Giannis. It's just about it could be Giannis. It could be Donovan Mitchell down the road. It could be you probably wouldn't do that, but it could be just have it. Maybe you hit one down the road. What if it's like a 2030 pick and we have it for Ant-Man down the road?
It's 2026, Tobin, so you know what? It's a new year, new whale hunting. But you are whale hunting. You've been whale hunting before the year turned.
I've been reinvigorated.
You've
by
been Ant-Man, very reinvigorated. But Lamar, like that week of Lamar, Anthony Edwards, like that week really like reinvigorated you to the point where it seems to me you just want a name. Doesn't matter. Once you get the name, we'll fill out the pieces afterwards.
He is a name, but I'm also getting stuff with him. Like, I think the Heat, here's the thing. The Heat have not been moving very ballsy lately, right? Like, they don't live in the world where they're given the Godfather offer. First of all, they don't, you know, they're being hamstrung by this fence sitter, Adam Silver. So I'm trying to find solutions. And if the Hawks are genuinely in a spot where they want to get something for Trae Young, first of all, Tyler Hero is a lot better than CJ McCollum. The Heat, let's be real about it. There's no future here with Tyler Hero, most likely, unless the Heat.
Wow, you just giving up on Boy Wonder.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not giving up on him. He doesn't play basketball. And they're not going to give him. The only way Tyler Hero gets an extension, Vlad, is if the Miami Heat go into the playoffs and he goes out and balls out to help him win a series. If we're going to do another gentleman sweep in the first round or Lords of Playinville, he is not going to get an extension. It's not going to happen. And
he can't stay healthy.
He can't stay healthy.
Neither can Trae Young.
That's true, but I'm getting a pick. I'm getting a pick. Give me some more maneuverability. I don't have to decide the Tyler Hero thing anymore.
So you went from having a bad guard and a bad defensive guard in Tyler Hero for even worse defensive guard in Trae Young. And at least Tyler got 4 inches, 4 inches on him.
He does, and he's obviously he's a better shooter than Trey. Trey hasn't been as good a shooter this for the last couple of years, honestly. Now he's a better
Trey's a better playmaker, and
a better playmaker,
right? And we'll get everybody the ball in the offense while he gets his points. I'll give you that, but he is a liability defensively. The team's already given up a lot of points as is.
You would be small because if you were going to play him with Davion, you have 2 6-footers in the backcourt.
Oh, my God, you have 2 Garden Gnomes.
Then you have Norm.
Who's not that – he's like a 6'3", 6'4", shooting
small
forward?
He's no defensive stalwart himself.
My God, poor Bam and Khalil will be having to cover everybody's defensive laps.
That's true. It's not a great basketball fit. But
what are you going to do with Wiggy?
It's a good question. We would also have to probably trade him to the Lakers for a pick.
Wait a minute. So you're going to trade all your – no, wait a minute. You know what? I'll let you cook. I'll let you cook.
What are you talking about?
Listen, the listeners and the YouTubers and the Twitchers, they're upset with you.
Why?
They didn't want you. They didn't want you to go down this lane. But you know what? This is a new year. This is a new me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're trying to hear him out?
I'm going
to
let you cook. I'm going to let you hear it out so that you say what you have to say, and then we talk about it reasonably and you know.
Right.
Smartly, we talk about it and understand that what you're asking for makes absolutely no sense.
You don't think it's possible that they could get a pick with Trae Young?
Getting the pick for Trae Young is great. Mm-hmm. What will that pick be?
I don't know. People don't care.
What do you mean?
GMs just want to hear that they're going to get a pick. They're idiots.
So you're telling that Pat Riley just wants to hear that he's getting a pick back?
Yeah. No. I think when the Heat go and say, hey, we're going to trade for Ant, or we're going to trade for Giannis, or whoever. They're like, hey, we got 5 first-round picks to give you. They're like, all? Oh? You don't say, where are those picks? Nobody asked where those Mikal Bridges picks are. You don't know. They don't know. They were all over the place. All you heard was, I got 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. What have they done with those picks? Nothing. They drafted like 9
guards. They drafted
guards.
Like 20 guards.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It just sounds good. If you're Sean Marks, you're like, guess what I got for Mikal Bridges? 5 first-round picks. So that's what the Heat need to do.
But
if the Heat have a solution, if they're not going to get something for Tyler Herro, which they're not, now you have a situation where, yeah, you're going to have to take on Trae Young, maybe for an extra year, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like it here. Maybe because he could opt out. He could go on the market. But you take on a pick. You got to do the Lowry, where you're the fat cat. You take it on just like the Hornets did, where they fleeced us and didn't tell us that there was a gambling investigation. You fence-sitter Adam Silver.
So you're going to do all of this and get that one extra draft pick that is thrown into this deal.
Yeah.
So that you could take that to flip it to try to get Giannis?
Perhaps.
Don't you think that would be removing a lot of the pieces on this team that makes it
because Tyler Herro
attractive?
Doesn't play for this team. See, that's the thing. The only thing that makes it unattractive is nobody likes playing with Trae Young. That's unattractive. That's what the pick's for.
So it's Trae Young and a first round pick for Tyler Herro. That's it. And Simone.
And Simone. That would make the money work. But I gotta get a pick. I don't want to do it straight up. I think Tyler Herro is a better player than Trae Young right now. Okay? But I am nervous about the money. Hey, listen, Norman Powell wants a lot of money. I'm a little nervous about that. You see this Norman Powell? Oh, is he rubbing it in Tyler Herro's face, too?
Well, you see, now you're starting beef.
He is
rubbing it
in Tyler Herro's face, dude. He is rubbing it in his face.
Now you're starting beef among teammates.
I'm not starting beef. I know they've joked about it. Like, are we feuding? But, Vlad, is this a thing or not a thing when Norman Powell is like, I'm tough. I can make it through. And then Spo is like, hey, you should take second night of back-to-back off. And he goes, no, Spo, just trust me. I can play.
Well, that's what that's Heat culture. They want to hear that.
Of course. And when you're trying to impress Heat culture.
When you're the new guy, you're going to do everything. Come on.
And so like you're like, hey, see old in his uniform but not playing, Spo? Not this guy.
I can't believe.
Not old Norman Powell.
I can't believe what you've done. Like,
what?
You turned your back on Tyler.
I'm not turning my back. He turned his back on me.
Who gave him the nickname Boy Wonder?
I think he had that coming into college.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't invent that.
I don't know, but you
I did sing a great song for him.
You shouted that nickname out like that was his name.
I like Tyler Herro. This is nothing against Tyler Herro. He's a perfectly fine player and a very nice gentleman and a hard worker. He just doesn't stay healthy, and I'm not in favor of paying him a gazillion dollars.
But you want to trade him for another guy that doesn't stay healthy, and that's even shorter than him.
Yes, but in the short term, and I'm getting a pick.
But that's if you get the pick.
They're both very short term, but one is very, very short term.
I'm just saying, yeah. One is quite literally short term.
I'm just adding on some assets there, Vlad. I'm trying to think outside the box here. I'm trying to.
Oh, you've always thought
I'm trying to. I'm trying to up the war. I'm like, if the Wizards are going to get a pick, why don't we do that? If you're going to get a pick, now we're talking business, baby. I don't like him as a player that much. Nah, I'm sure you could find some fun places. It'd be nice to have somebody else besides Pella Larsen. Somebody besides Pella Larsen to throw Kalel Ware lobs. It would be nice. And I get a pick. Now, if there's no pick, maybe. There's no talk.
So this is all about the pick.
Oh, it's all about the pick. If I can't get a pick, then I just click, don't want it. Not interested. Not interested.
Now, you do understand that his peoples and the Hawks are working alongside to make sure that he gets the trade to the destination he wants
yes.
to go to.
Yes, but be real about it. If you were him, would you want to go to the Wizards or the Heat? Not even a question. Come on. Now, the Wizards may
see,
be more
I love how that's your theory for everything. That's your theory for everything.
Everyone wants to come to Miami.
You know, Minnesota, remember when I said, did you do the rejoin? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're about to hear it in a couple of when we go to break, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear it after, like 16 seconds after the break. The description about today's game and how she said cold blustery in Minnesota, Minneapolis. And that's what I thought about you, because who wants to be in Minnesota? Would you rather be in Miami than Minnesota? Yes, absolutely. But some people like where they are. Some people like playing where they're at.
Kerwin says, you don't extend Trae Young if you trade for him? Absolutely not. No, this is about the pick.
So, wait, you think Trae Young wants to get traded and not get an extension?
I don't know what he wants. I don't care what he wants. I'm trying to get him out of Atlanta. He doesn't want to be in Atlanta. Fick,
you see, and I let him cook. See, Leroy would not have let him cook. Leroy would have shut down the grill on you, told you, get away. Get away. I allow you to cook.
He's taking the
grill master
taking the spatula
away. He's taking everything away from me. I let you cook and look what you've done. It's a scientific. It's a scientific experiment.
I think it's a good idea.
The food is burnt. Everything's all broiled. Everything's nasty. See?
If I can get an asset, essentially for Tyler Hero. Now, maybe you can fill Tyler Hero in a trade. I don't know. But they got to make a choice. Dude, he's played 6 games this year.
That's bad.
6 games? He's been out with a toe bruise. Bam had a toe sprain.
Neither are playing good.
No, Bam isn't playing great offensively. He is not. He is in a funk. He looks like he's moving like he's 40 years old. I get it. That's not great. But he's out there every damn day.
Exactly.
He's not sitting here playing costume party on the bench.
Now you're knocking a guy in his fit. Look at you, man.
Don't even wear the uniform. He's not playing. Who does that? They had enough players.
Maybe you just want to.
We can't acknowledge that's weird. Vlad, is that not weird? If he does that again tonight, where he dresses up for the game and he doesn't play, when they have enough players, you're not going to say that's weird?
No, because since this segment's all about letting you cook, he's just pulling a Russell Wilson.
Oh, no, poor Russell Wilson.
He's just pulling a Russell Wilson.
So wait, what happened with Russell Wilson? He, like, hit an injury? Did you see that?
Did he hide an injury?
Apparently he hit an injury.
From who? The Giants?
From the Giants.
Wait, before the season started?
I think this last week. I think he hit it. I'll get some more details on it. But look, I'm just saying.
I mean, it sounds like Tyler hiding, you know, with the injury, with the extra bone in his foot.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Ricardo says, Trae won't do nothing for us, and a draft pick is going to be a bust. What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with me? You don't know that pick's going to be a bust. Adam Simon's been cooking. He's had like one oopsie daisy, and that was a big one. It was Maxi for Precious Achiuwa. But the other ones, he's done great. No one's gonna bat 1,000. Look at the Warriors. They stink at drafting. Steph Curry's a gazillion years ago. And Draymond. Those were good picks. Been a while though.
And Clay.
Long time ago. That crybaby's not even there anymore. What is what's their new guy? They have Dunleavy, right? What has he done? Except give Jimmy Butler a gazillion dollars. Kuminga. They can't even decide what they want to do with Kuminga.
But yet, you still want the Heat to trade for Trae Young.
I want to trade for a first-round pick. If I get a first-round pick, whoever's on touch with that, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there are other teams in the league that look at Tyler Hero as an asset for you to trade for a first-round pick for?
No, absolutely not.
So...
That's why. Otherwise, I would just trade Tyler Hero for a first-round pick. This is, I'm taking on Trae Young's money.
And hopefully he opts out in the summer.
What?
What?
Wait,
you
what?
You know why I say clip that so we can hear it later.
Why? Take a break. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got a great giveaway coming up for you. Real American Freestyle is coming to Amerant Bank Arena this Saturday. You have former UFC interim welterweight champion Colby Covington against former UFC middleweight champion Luke Rockhold. They are going to take part in some freestyle wrestling. Real wrestling, not pro wrestling. Two former champs stepping onto the mat to take on each other in a little grappling match. Word is on this American Freestyle. This is, a lot of the fighters are loving this because they're allowed to do grappling matches even if they're under UFC contract, Vlad. And yesterday there was a little stare down
between
Johnny Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier.
Again?
And they may be doing it in the on the wrestling mat.
I don't think JBJ wants to go against Daniel in that.
They may be doing that. But if you guys want to go, this is Saturday at Amerant Bank Arena. We have a four-pack of tickets to give away all week. Yoel Romero is on the card, taking on Bo Nickel. Mansourukian, who trains down here, he is a lot of people think he should be fighting for the lightweight title, but he angered Dana White, so now he's not getting a title shot. He's on the blacklist. He's like, there was something that he hurt his back and he couldn't fight last minute, and he's out. Like, he's just on the outs. Sometimes you're on the outs in the UFC, dude. It happens. So, anyway, if you guys want to go, we'll give that four pack away before the end of the show. Oh, hello, Leroy.
Hello.
Leroy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
Leroy?
Leroy.
So, while you did your.
Wait a minute. So,
what didn't he
I leave for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And he already tried to get one by on y'all?
No. I let him cook. It's a new year.
No, so Vlad let him cook.
And he burnt the kitchen.
I kind of just instantly.
Yeah, you know, J Fick didn't. No, I let him. You know why? It's a new year, Leroy. So I want to be different. Huh? So I'm gonna let people want to express themselves. I'm gonna let them express themselves. So he wanted. So we talked about the Miami Heat. That's his team, right?
Okay, who does he want?
Oh wait, hold on. No. I think you should go ahead start first with what the Atlanta Hawks are doing.
No. Okay,
start with that first.
So there's a rumor going on, Leroy. Mm-hmm. Trae Young wants to be traded.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat's one of the teams that's rumored to be involved or interested in trading for Trae Young.
More like the Wizards, yeah. By the way.
Okay. Right? He goes and says, no, I wouldn't want Trae Young. You know, but if the Hawks are willing to trade Trae Young and a first round pick,
2030,
I'm all for it. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, Tyler has only played 6 games and, you know, we're reaching a point right now where his contract is about to, you know, he needs to make a decision on his contract. The Heat need to make a decision on his contract. He hasn't played. He's pretty much done with Boy Wonder. So I'm like, so let me act like Leroy right now. So you're willing to trade a one bad defensive player for even a worse defensive player who's shorter than him? He's like, but I got a first round pick.
Exactly, dude.
And this all leads to the bigger picture.
So,
by the way.
Wait.
And by the way,
my question is, and here's where I would argue the hell out of it, and I'm gonna just pick up. So, there's one or two people you got to give an extension to.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero, or the Garden Gnome.
Well, I don't have to give him an extension.
Why not?
Because I don't want him. I'm taking him off his hands for a year and a half from the Hawks.
Leroy, and that's why I let him cook, because I asked the same question.
I'm taking the
Hawks. Wait, you can't just have the situation fit what you want.
I'm getting a pick.
But you think Trae Young going to come here and play and not? You've seen how this goes.
Oh, girl, I got my pick. I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care?
I want my pick.
Oh, but do you want the player? Because nowadays, players don't play.
Do I want the player? I'm getting
now,
a pick.
Nowadays,
I'm taking the
players
Hawks in.
Don't play without the extension.
Right now, we're Atlanta Hawks to leave. We're just curing the headache. That's all we're doing. That's all
I
we're doing.
The headache.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, we'll see.
No, minus
Tobin,
one.
He'll throw a couple lobby lobs.
Wait, you make a lot of decisions on we'll see.
Yeah.
The people that making these decisions got to have some idea of what they think is going to happen. Not we'll see.
Right now, he gets...
No,
let me explain it to you. Let me explain it to you. Plenty of time. You want to have somebody take off a big salary and a roster problem for you. You sometimes got to attach a pick to it. Right now, the Atlanta Hawks are in no man's land with Trae Young. They're trying to trade him. His agency is working with other teams. Now, the lead pony is the Wizards. But the thing that I found interesting about it is the Wizards reportedly want a pick attached to Trae Young. They don't just want Trae Young. And I was like, I wouldn't want Trae Young, but I'd take Trae Young with a pick. And then if he wants to opt in this summer, he can opt in.
If he doesn't want to opt in,
oh well, cash face. And we got a pick.
So I'm going to ask you two guys this. I'm not going to ask this charlatan. Mm-hmm. Okay. At what point did he say, I don't really want him?
He kept saying it over and over again.
He repeated that, right, J-Fig? He kept on repeating, I don't want him, but that first round pick, though.
But hold on, Leroy. Here's the other deal.
No, Leroy,
you got to let her finish.
There's a bigger picture here.
This all leads into us getting Giannis, by the way.
Or a whale.
He's really leading towards
it ups
Giannis.
The war chest. You know, you got to get a lot of picks because this Adam Silver, he stole from us. You know, he's a fence sitter and he won't make any decisions. So he stole a pick from us. So we're getting our pick back via taking on Trae Young for potentially a year and a half, hopefully only 4 months, but potentially a year and a half.
Now, Leroy, mind you, from the beginning of this show, this guy's been trying to add superstars to the teams that he loved down here.
Yep.
Right?
New year, new me.
You're going around the world to get next door, brother.
Basically. Basically, but he's willing to give up all the pieces that makes this team attractive or would make the team attractive. He's willing to give up all those pieces just to get that superstar and then figure it out.
Tell him where Wiggins ends up, by the way.
Oh.
Potentially.
Potentially.
To the Lakers.
Yeah, because if you got to fit Trae Young in on the starting lineup and you still could play Kalel, you're not going to get rid of Davion, I would imagine.
Leroy, let me ask you this. Leroy Horde, are you going to be a fan of a backcourt of Davion Mitchell and Trae Young?
You can stack them on top of each other to make one player.
Yeah, but you know what you're going to be a fan of? When I have all these picks and I get Giannis or Ant-Man.
You're not going to be a fan of giving up 185 points tonight.
You guys got to open your mind a little bit. So you got to open your mind.
So you're okay with losing right now for the bigger picture.
They're not going to lose. We're losing right now, we're literally losing a player who never plays in Simone Fontecchio. We're not losing anything.
But you're getting a player who plays no defense.
We already have a player who plays no defense. He literally doesn't play, and when he doesn't play defense.
But he doesn't play, so that means you have somebody else who's playing defense.
And Trae Young doesn't play either.
And if
fine.
Yeah,
do you know what I have? Do you know what I have? Do you know what I have?
Ask you a question. Why do you have such a big problem with the guys injured on your team that never play, but you'll go out and trade for another player whose team has the same problem with that player?
Because I'm getting a first-round pick. Why do you guys keep ignoring that in this argument? I'm not trading just for Trae Young. I'm ending the Tyler Hero saga, which is a saga because he wants a boatload of money and he never plays. And it's going to be a thing while he's on the roster now and forever. I'm now taking on a new guy who you don't have that baggage with. You don't really have any attachment to. Okay, if he works, he works. If he doesn't, oh, well, got a pick. See you later, dude, if he's not happy here.
And when is that pick?
Here's actually what you should do. This is strategically so you get him to opt out in the summer. Is what you do is you make him the sixth man. No baggage. Be like, hey, sixth man Trae.
And what year would that first round pick be?
I looked at their picks available. I'm thinking 2030 is the sweet spot.
So you want to get a...
What year is it?
2030.
2026.
And we're in 2026.
Because I'm not... you're not going to get the Pelicans pick that they have. That's their golden jewel that they're going to get. And so I looked at their picks. I'm like, yeah, 2030 sounds good, right?
So what superstar, what team with a superstar that's willing to trade their superstars wants a pick in the next 4 years in the first round?
All of them. All of them. Because they probably want, you want a forecast. You don't want that pick close if you trade for the star because your team's going to be good. You're going to want punt picks all the way down. So potentially it doesn't work out with that star, a la the Nets, a la the Suns, a la the Hawks when they had the DeJounte Murray in that trade. So you want those picks to be down the line. You don't want them close to when they have the star. I figured this all out. You guys look at me like I'm crazy, and I actually have found one of the great solutions.
Crazy.
I have not. Give me you
signing you trading Tyler Hero
who doesn't play
for a shorter Tyler Hero.
Yeah. Who doesn't play, who also wants a boatload of money. The other one, who you have no attachment to, you're getting a first round pick.
He doesn't play either.
That's okay. I don't want him to play. It's literally getting nobody for nobody in a first round pick.
So what's the difference in not paying Tyler Hero or bringing in somebody else with a...
Because there's always going to be a thing with Tyler Hero of like, this is home. This is where I got drafted. I want to be here long term. Am I going to fit with Norman Powell? Am I the guy? Am I not the guy? Well, how long are we going to do this dance? We're going to have the same debate?
When people were saying earlier in the year that the team was better than without Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought that they were idiots.
I don't necessarily know that they are or are not better with Tyler. They have been pretty mediocre since he first came back. They haven't been like a great team. So, and that's another thing that is where the team has to be from the trade deadline standpoint is this team really a contender?
No.
Legitimately?
I mean, you've been saying Heat in five all year.
Don't say that I've said. No, I haven't.
He might not have said it so far. It's only 6 days into the year.
No, I haven't. I've been wrong about one thing, and that was that Jovic was the keys. And now I'm back on that train because he has an arm sleeve. So we're back.
Oh, my God. I heard that explanation yesterday.
Woo. We are back, dude. We are so back. Dude, we are so back. It's Jovic's team.
Wait, what?
It's Jovic's team.
You got a guy averaging, what, 25 a night?
Yeah, and he's another one. Like, if we're going to pay Tyler Hero, if we're not going to pay Tyler Hero, we got to pay Norman Powell. We got all these people who want to get money.
Norman Powell plays and contributes.
So wouldn't you want some freedom to give him some money?
And let me just say this. And where's Wiggins going? That was the first.
That's only if we get a first round
Lakers.
Pick.
Lakers.
That's only if we get a first round pick. That's only if we get a first round pick from the desperate Lakers.
Can I just tell you?
You got an asset collect, baby.
They're gonna cheat. You know, give you Wiggins Dalton might connect. Be one of your most consistent players, and you just ready to dismiss him.
I'm not dismissing him. I'm getting a first round pick.
Now let's preface this.
Why are you acting like I'm getting a bag of donuts?
Because you ain't gonna get a first round pick that's equal to.
Hold on, let's preface
and
this.
And you're talking about just getting the first round pick to put it together to trade for somebody else.
That's what you got to get, baby. You got to get assets.
Okay, but what are you going to do in the meantime? Like,
remember, this is you're trading Leroy's favorite player, so he's going to be upset with that.
That's okay. He can be upset. He's always upset with me.
Yeah, he doesn't want Wiggy to go. He loves Wiggins' game. So
forget the Wiggins thing for right now. The Wiggins thing is aside. You asked me what we're going to do with Wiggins. That was your guys' fault. You took me towards another exit.
But back to Trae Young and trading for Trae Young and possibly a first-round pick.
What I want on the back of his jersey, I want it to say 2030 first-round pick Young. So, like, I want the asset on the back of the jersey with Trae Young.
You don't want so people don't get lost by the garden gnome.
Exactly, dude. So, like, anytime you see him turn style like this, the crowd sees, oh, we got the pick.
This guy is unbelievable.
So, in other words, you packaging Trae Young like the ugly girl that shows cleavage.
Yeah, and when are you going to trade Trae Young? During the summer of 26?
Oh. See, this is my
problem. Don't tell me you don't know.
This is my biggest problem with Tobin. He thinks about things for the next 5 minutes. He doesn't like think, okay, what does this mean for next year? And how are we going to do this? And how are we going to do that?
I think it goes one of two ways. Here's how it would go. He either opts out, cap space, bing, or he doesn't.
They never do what you want him to do.
Or if he opts in, could trade, boom, expiring contract.
So when do you plan on getting that big whale then?
Don't know. But you know what you need to have in the fold whenever that time comes, Vlad?
Assets?
Assets, my friend. And there's two kind of asses we need down here. Astron and assets.
I mean, if you have Astron, you're going to get... there's a good chance you might get the player. But, you know, I get that. But you still have to have a plan, Tobin.
No,
Tobin.
Look.
All of your ideas
I
could live with. If they didn't last for the next 10 minutes, like every time we pose a question to you about the future, you never have a definitive answer about anything. And that's the part that drives me crazy.
I don't know why, though. I have given you the answers.
No, you haven't.
I've literally answered every question you've had. Anything that you've come in.
Wait, so you're telling me. Let me get this straight. You're telling me if Trae didn't work out here and he opted in, that somebody else is going to take him?
With four first-round picks to trade for a whale, of course.
No. So you're saying you would package him with the four first-rounders, they'd have an expiring contract, and four first-round picks.
Like a priority Amazon Prime package, dude.
And who's going to be playing around that superstar?
Who's going to be playing around that superstar? Norman Powell, Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware, you know? Because now the attractive piece is
so
the
base. So you're not going to have to give up. You're only going to give up what
the
you
first
want.
Round.
The
pick?
More picks you have, the less players you have to give up. That's the beauty of it.
So how many draft picks? So say that you were going after Giannis, right?
Yeah.
How many draft picks do you think you got to give?
Probably
Milwaukee?
Four at least.
And how many draft picks did Miami Heat hold
currently?
Right now?
They have two, because Adam Silver stole it from us. And so I'm trying to rectify that.
I'm trying to fix it.
We passed that. Love blame other people.
That's why I'm trying to fix it.
We are trying as a family to get through the conversation of what the team's going to be and what superstar you think you're going to get. Because the biggest star that we've got to sign here in the last 4 years – has been Norman Powell. Would we agree with that? Since Jimmy.
he didn't sign here, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Or a trade. So however we acquired him, that he's been the biggest contributor since Jimmy.
Agreed.
So for all those years, you have been doing the same thing. Let's just package this, this, and this, and go get a star. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's go get. And they haven't been able to get it, which means to me that maybe all those guys that you're saying really want to play in Miami is not.
Yeah, but they also haven't been in the game. Like, they haven't had the picks.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to remedy the situation that they messed up for trading for Terry Rozier in the first place. Well, so I'm trying to fix it. Wait.
That we're past that, okay? We're past that. We're the Terry Rozier pick may be gone. Let's just you have what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is: a team that say Giannis, you're going to give up 4 first round picks, and you're going to send them an unhappy Trey Young.
He'd be happy if, I don't know. Who's to say he's right. unhappy? Maybe he's a very pleasant man. He seems like he has fun on Instagram.
No. Listen, what I've learned about basketball is
mm-hmm.
any basketball player, I don't care how sweet and innocent and kind and you know, how good they are for the society and all that, right? When it gets to that point in time when it's time for that extension, they become grizzly bears.
Yeah, well, that's here's the thing, though. You're the size of a chihuahua. You're not going to be a grizzly bear. I'm sorry.
Your franchise. Why do you want a chihuahua?
Because I want a first-round pick. Got to take a break. We're back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is my favorite meme right now. I love this. The John Hamm meme. Is that from the show where he becomes a robber? There's a ridiculous John Hamm show where he basically is a rich guy who loses his job as a hedge fund head. And to make money, he robs all of his rich neighbors really expensive watches.
Yeah, it's like
watches.
some show that's on right now.
I think it's on Apple. I forget where it was, Vlad, but yeah. I watched it. It was decent. Anything with John Hamm is like, you know, he's going to be John Hamm. You know, he's going to be John. I can be honest with you. You know, you want to talk about franchise players? Spoiler alert. This is a Landman. Spoiler alert.
Oh, your Friends and Neighbors. That's the name of the show.
Friends
right?
and Neighbors, yeah. This is my last warning. Landman, spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Landman killing John Hamm, it was basically like losing their best player.
Wait, like they killed the best player?
You think it's Billy Bob Thornton, but it really wasn't. And Billy Bob Thornton, they've tried to give you so much Billy Bob Thornton, who's just always pissed off. Like, and, you know, they've tried to replace it with Sam Elliott, who's, I just can't even understand him. I got to go to subtitles with Sam Elliott up there.
Nah,
whatever you say, son.
There's no Sam Elliott slander.
I like Sam Elliott, but it's just he mumbles.
He's a cowboy, son.
You're blowing your life, son. That's the show now.
Little known fact: Sam Elliott's the one that I think. Isn't he the one that taught Tom Cruise how to bartend?
I don't know. Is that true?
In Cocktail?
You might be right. I don't think I've ever seen all of Cocktail. I feel like I've only caught pieces on like TNT. Anyway, speaking of exciting things. You familiar with Matthew Tkachuk? Matthew Tkachuk yes. seems like he is very close to making his return because today at morning skate, Matthew Tkachuk is no longer wearing the non-contact yellow jersey, which means we are getting quite close to getting Matthew Tkachuk back. You were down, Leroy. Say what you were saying.
How much time do they give him? A week? Couple of weeks?
Well, he's been skating, I think, fully for like 2 weeks. He's practiced for a week in a non-contact, and now he's on the road trip. Now, it's a long road trip, 6 games, but he was not donning the non-contact. Now, Paul Maurice said today, listen, we're not exactly hitting like crazy right now. It's morning skate. But I don't think he's being treated like porcelain right now. I think he's...
Hey, the thing I love about Paul Maurice, he always keeps it real.
This was Matthew Tkachuk on Sunday when he was asked about his health status.
Yeah, well, this is going to be my first road trip of the year. And, whether I'm playing in this 6-game road trip, I mean, if it were to happen, you know, probably be towards the end of it just because I'm still in the non-contact jersey. But that's – I don't even have a target right now if that's it or not. So it's just going to be nice to be on the road, get in the routine, and figure it out from there. But hopefully it's not too much longer before you see me back out there, the boys.
There you go. Yeah, Paul Maurice's quote today after morning skate, that was from Sunday. Today was, we're not in full heavy contact with him. The next box that has to get checked is that he has to be able to be leaned on, pushed over, recover for a day or so, and see how he goes back on the ice. So, but it's getting there. Brad Marchand says on Matthew Tkachuk being out of non-contact, he said, quote, it means you have to keep your head up because he's going to be looking to hit in practice. It's been a little wild for him. I think he's itching. It's having him out there is fun. He's so energetic and mouthy out there.
Takes one to know one.
That's true.
Right? Like two peas in a pod.
Matthew Tkachuk has also turned into quite the Canes fan.
Yep.
And he is very much rooting for the Miami Hurricanes to win the whole thing. This was him also.
It's going to be tough. You can't look past Ole Miss. Ole Miss has got that's where I fell in love with college football, too. So I'm, like, kind of torn right now, but I got the personal relationship with some of the guys on Miami now, so I'm leaning towards them. But can't look past this one, but I think it'd be pretty sick if they're in the finals here. I think some guys are, like, trying to get our game pushed up a little bit so we can be able to watch it. They should be able to do that, but it's please keep working on it. I'll do the best I can as well, but it's I don't know. I think they're trying to make South Florida title town. So that'd be pretty cool if they could do it.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. You know why I love him? Because what? He said something that was damn smart. If they're playing the national title game, I like to move my game early. Because for some damn reason, every time the Canes play.
The Pens playing the same damn
And the Heat.
And the Heat.
And the Heat.
All three of them.
We had this problem in the playoffs with the Heat and the Panthers on their run. It was super annoying. Nobody thought about us.
We might have to do a trip to Twin Peaks one of these nights.
I mean, we did that the one night.
Right, but I'm saying you might have to do it a second and third time.
This is crazy.
Like this Thursday and then January.
I got to tell you.
January 19th
as
well.
Not for nothing, but our viewing experience was awesome.
Yeah.
Your head was on a swivel the whole time, Vlad.
It was.
On a swivel.
The only problem was the games, except for the Panthers game. Every other game
right.
was terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
But they play at 7. Kickoff is allegedly 8:30.
No, is it?
Yeah, is it 8:30 or 7:30?
It's 7:30, I saw.
Oh, yeah, you think you're right. 7:30.
Yeah, it's 7:30.
Which means 7:45.
7:45 kickoff.
And they don't care about it up there because they're in Canada. They're like, oh.
No, they'll be back. They'll be back in their first home game back from their road trip is January 19th against San Jose.
Oh, I thought he was talking about this game.
Oh, I don't know about this game. Maybe he is talking about this game. I thought he was talking about the national title game.
No, he's talking about this game.
Oh, if he's talking about this game, Toronto don't care about
Monday it. Monday they will be back. They'll be back taking on the Sharks that night.
I thought, yeah.
Vlad knows that schedule because he got to work.
No, Vlad's not working that day. I'm going to put it out here. That's Martin Luther King Day. Vlad doesn't work Black holidays. And the next day is Vlad's birthday.
Good for you, man.
So Vlad's not working.
What? He shouldn't have to work.
Well, I only got 2 days. I don't need to work. That's Juneteenth and Martin Luther King Day.
I think I worked on Juneteenth.
Well, should have taken the day off, Leroy.
I
did ask you to take the day off that day.
I would say this. I think sometimes for some of these holidays, we need representation to keep people from losing their mind about the holiday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because a lot of people don't really understand what some of these holidays mean. And I think as a representative of men of color, I think sometimes throwing the story out there every now and then helps educate people.
Shemitha says, what are your thoughts on that, Tobin? I think if Leroy's working, I'm working.
Hey, that's Vlad. It's the funniest thing in the world. You go, hey man, you working on Martin Luther King Day? I say, yeah. He says, okay. I don't quite feel right taking that day off if representation is working.
Tangibles can't get the day off.
Oh, that's not no. Taking the day off. I look at it this way. You know, there's certain Jewish holidays that they don't work, and we gotta work it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my holiday.
I got you. I just think that sometimes on some of these holidays, you need the perspective of someone like me, right? To at least put it out there so people could feel how you want to feel. I'm not telling you how to feel, but what I like to do is tell the story. You know, like a lot of people have heard about Martin Luther King. A lot of people don't know about Martin Luther King.
No way. That did not happen, Schmeathan. If that happened, oh, reparations.
Oh, that did happen.
Wait.
Yeah.
Zaslow and Amber took off and the co-hosts were, the fill-in was Brian Monroe and
Rashad Butler.
Rashad Butler?
Yeah.
So they let the brothers work on Martin Luther King Day while the two Anglo-Americans did not?
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I guess we should be more appreciative of Tobin tiptoeing through the various situations.
You don't have to
appreciate
me. Nobody has to appreciate me. I'm just showing up for the day. I don't need appreciation. The only person who needs appreciation is Dr. King.
Vlad. There is nothing that makes this man feel more uncomfortable than situations.
Don't
like
need
this.
Any appreciation.
No credit.
Happy
no
to be credit. Here. Just happy to be here.
I'm just saying, I appreciate your efforts, Tobin. A lot of people would not. A lot of people would not go, you know, and feel as uncomfortable and make that call like you do. Although I do find it hilarious.
We gotta take a break. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.